Hello and welcome to www.sharonncl.com. We're into the third week now, and it's healing your inner family and ancestry line to assist you now. I'd like to bring your attention to the Energy Strands book by Denise Lynn. It's only came out just recently, and I haven't had a chance to read a lot of it, but the parts that I have so far ties in very well with this week. So I'd recommend that if that's something that you're drawn to. I do have a blog on, or a reflection on my website, that is referring to that, and I'm going to pick out any bits that I believe that are important and actually put them up there. The bit that I believe is important to read if you've got the book for this week would be page 15, and it's about the ancestry strands. Also on page 10 there's the family strands, which is equally as important, but the ancestry ones is the ones that we're actually working on today. The inner family, I'd like you to think of that as having strands as well, energy strands, energy lines, energy cords, whatever you like to call it. And we're going to work on, again, clearing the crap and strengthening the good stuff. So basically energy has three positions: negative, positive and neutral. And basically what we're going to do is be clearing that which is causing you any issues and strengthening that which gives you energy and for the highest good. And again, coming to a neutral space with your life, with your connection with your family. Why a neutral space is because when you're in a neutral space, no matter what is going on around you, you will find that you can sail through it with ease and grace. It is only when you take a positive or negative position that you will find yourself dealing with some issues that obviously press your buttons, and they're only pressing your buttons because you have a either negative or positive stance on it. Now, the interesting thing is within families, you can learn things through a negative way or a positive way. Very few people learn it through a neutral way, because most people don't come into being that enlightened immediately. Because even if they are old souls, their maturity level emotionally and physically doesn't actually help them to be able to remain neutral. So, example, if you stood up to your mother or father because you basically had an inner knowing that what they were talking about was crap, and you stood up to them, then because you were a child at the time, the most common thing that most adults will do in the past was to basically say, shut up, how would you know? You're only a child. So that is something of the old. That is no longer the case. Most parents these days understand that their children can be quite old souls, and it is a learning and a teaching, and it's it goes both ways. And most parents that grow and evolve understand that it's not a one-way street, that your children have come to teach you something, and you are also here to teach them something. And once you understand that process, then you can actually gain the most from your relationships in any family situation. And again, you can come to a neutral space with that once you understand your shadows and embrace your shadows around that. Now, a shadow, all that is a protection. As a younger person, often we protect ourselves by making something more easy to live with. And a shadow sometimes is a way of doing that. So with a shadow, it may actually help you to learn a whole different process. So an example would be one of my shadows as a child was because I came in fairly knowing, I would question absolutely everything, and I would get quite stubborn if I believed that someone was going to make me cry. I would get quite stubborn. And this was a shadow because it's, well, why can't you cry? It's no problem in crying if you need to release and to move on. But I wouldn't let people see that they had affected me. And of course, as a child, I thought I wasn't letting people see that they affected me. But of course, your face gives it away anyway, and your energy gives it away. So you become quite stubborn. And the old saying is, you cut your nose off to spite your face. And then that becomes a major issue, a major shadow. So part of the, this is just a simple version of shadow clearing so that you understand it. Basically, with shadow cleaning, all you're doing is embracing that part of yourself that was protecting you, thank it for the work that it did do, understanding that you no longer need to have that shadow in your life. You no longer need to be separate. You still need the shadow because the shadow is a part of yourself just protecting you. So it's a matter of integrating that back into your life and saying, let's put the light back in there. Let's be the light. And as you be the light and accept the gift that that shadow was giving you, then you make a shift. And the shift that you will feel is an expansion, a further expansion, for you no longer have to constrict yourself. And it's a further expansion. Now, there is such things as light shadows as well. And light shadows is where there is a good part of you making believe that what you're doing is the best thing. And sometimes it's not always that. So to be mindful, just because you're sitting in the light does not mean that you will not have shadows as well, because there can be light shadows. So a light shadow is something that tends to be classed as positive, but can be a coping skill as well. So an example would be, if you're not, you know, a light shadow could be as simple as, and very subtle one, could be as simple as, you know, saying, I'm always where I need to be, and actually then not doing anything to progress in life, and just allowing and handing over completely and fully, which can be a shadow, because then you're not being responsible for your choices. You're actually handing it all over. Now, you could say, what's wrong with that? If you're really at that level, what's wrong with that? And again, it's a very fine line. I'm not saying it always would be a light shadow, but in some people it could be, because it depends on the motivation behind it. And if the motivation behind a light shadow is actually a protection and a restriction, then that's where the shadow lies. And that's where it's about embracing what it's trying to protect you from. So it might be trying to protect you from hurt. It's about embracing that and understanding that all it's doing is trying to protect you, incorporating and integrating it back into yourself as light, and allowing then yourself to expand and realizing that, there is a bigger picture. And feel the expansion. And as you do, then things shift again. Fascinating stuff. So that's just some of the inner work that you will often be doing. And if you need assistance with shadow work, please, by all means, become in touch with me, my website. You may choose to book an appointment. I can work with you online through Zoom or Skype, and or I can work with you in person if you are in my vicinity. Now, let's move along. We're going to, I got a bit sidetracked there. We're going to be now talking about the inner family. Now, the inner family, I first come across the inner family when working with the codependency book that I actually also have done a reflection on my website. And I would highly recommend reading that book. I can't remember her last name. I think her first name's Shelley. It's just not coming to me at the moment. But it is actually a very good book on codependency. And a part of what she invited to do was to speak to your inner family. And I found this work invaluable, and I have used this work ever since I read the book back in the 90s. And I've recommended this book to many, many people. So that's the type of work, healing, we're going to do start off with. We're going to heal those lines of energy. And then we're going to expand into our ancestry lines and work with that. Now, strap yourself in. I'm not sure how long this is going to take, so allow yourself to be ready. I'm actually going to stop this section now because this first section has been enough information unto itself. So this is called the prep, and then we're going to move straight into the healing in the next section or the next audio. So blessings be, and I'll talk to you again soon.